Cold is the Grave by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson.
Mummy, Mummy, come here!
Rosalind carried on stuffing the wild mushroom, garlic and parsley mixture between the skin and flesh of the chicken, the way she'd learned in her course on French cuisine.
Mummy's busy, she shouted back. Daddy has an important dinner tonight. But, Mummy, it's our lass!
Where on earth did he learn such common language? They forked out a fortune to send him to the best school Yorkshire had to offer, and still he ended up sounding like some vulgar tyke.
It's our lass, and she's got no clothes on!
Rosalind put aside her knife. What on earth could Benjamin be talking about? He was only 8 and had a very active imagination.
Hurry, Mummy!
Rosalind felt the slightest tingle of apprehension, as if something were about to change forever in her universe. She wiped her hands, took a quick sip of gin and tonic, then walked to the study where Benjamin had been playing on the computer. As she did so, she heard the front door open. Her husband was home.
Look!
The boy pointed at the computer screen.
It is our lass!
Don't talk like that, it's common. Then she looked. And he was right. She was looking at her daughter, Emily, naked, with a tattoo and a wispy patch of blonde pubic hair between her legs.
What was this? What was happening?
Then Rosalind panicked. He mustn't see this. It would destroy him. Quickly she reached towards the mouse, but a voice behind her told her it was too late.
What's going on?
He put a hand on his son's shoulder. Then Rosalind heard the sharp intake of breath.